Is any other expressions like that that you'd use either about a man or a woman?
I see. Yeah.
What would you call a man who's real conscious of his appearance, who tries to dress well? Did you ever hear the term jelly bean?
No.
I think that's kind of an old-fashioned term.
No, I've never heard.
And something that people used to carry their money in.
Purse, pocketbook.
Okay. It's something a woman would wear around her wrist.
Watch. A bracelet.
And say if you had a lot of things strung up together.
Beads.
Okay. Would you call that a what of beads?
Necklace.
But would you say a string of beads or
yeah.
a pair of beads? Or?
Well, I have termed it string of beads. Mm-hmm. But necklace, I think I would call it more than anything else.
Uh-huh. And something men used to wear to hold up their pants.
Suspenders.
Okay. And something you'd hold over you when it rains.
An umbrella.
And the last thing you put on a bed, the fancy cover.
Bedspread.
Any other?
Quilt. Uh-huh. I don't call it that, though. I mean, I differentiate between the two.
Uh-huh.
They're different.
The quilt is something people used to...
Yeah, more. I think they used to use it more than what they do now. It's a bedspread.
Did you ever make a quilt? Or
I helped.
How?
Well, make the little squares. If you aren't lucky enough to have a sewing machine, you sew all the squares together by hand, and then you find the filler, you know, and then you get a one piece and put them all together, and you, oh, it's a long process. Sometimes it takes 6 months if you don't work on it hours a day.
You have to quilt it by hand?
Yeah.
Even if you have a sewing machine?
No. You can do it by sewing machine too if it isn't too thick. My sister did one by sewing machine. But it just doesn't seem as sentimental or something. You know, all that hand work.
Yeah.
My first mother-in-law quilted me one and I helped her with it. She'd spend, I don't know how many hours on one, just charge maybe $7 or $8, you know.
Okay. Do people still make quilts around here?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Just to sell
the quilts? The older people. I mean, you rarely go in a home anymore and see somebody sitting around quilting. But when I was, I guess, a teenager, there was a, I don't know what you'd call it, but it was the rack to keep mm-hmm. To keep it spread out so you could work.
Yeah.
It was just a big thing. I don't know what it was called, a quilt and some. Some of the older people. Yeah, probably. Some of the older people would know more about that. I don't even remember. I just remember the one time in my mind seeing it.
Was this pretty country when you were growing up? Was this area pretty
rural?
Or?
No, I don't think so. It was during my daddy's days. I mean, it didn't have sand roads and horse and buggies and things.
But ever since you can remember that, they've had tourists and motels.
No, not tourists. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, they've always had the hotel, but the motels have sprung up in the last 20 years, I would say, of my 35. Mm-hmm. That's just an assumption, or I'm not sure about that. I mean, mm-hmm. it seems like to me more in the past 10 years the tourists have begun to come to Cedar Key.
I wonder how it's
going to
change in the next 10.
I don't know if we have 10 more years or not. You hear that?
Are most of the people here now, there are a large number of newcomers that have moved in?
Yeah, quite a few.
But would you say the majority of the white people here are newcomers?
No. I would consider it pretty close to half that weren't born and raised here, but I think the majority would be the people that
yeah.
were born and raised here.
Still kind of pushing it though. I mean, that could